Hi there, and welcome back to another episode of Habits into Health. This is Michael Ann Conley. I am your habit change agent. I am here to support you in creating changes in those sabotaging habits that are getting in the way in your life. We are all about habit change from the inside out. So if you're feeling stuck, worried, or even angry about a pattern that isn't serving you, or if you care about someone else who's in that situation, then this show is for you. So here's our topic for today. When you're depressed or down, it may be a struggle to do anything. And that's where starting small really counts. Today, we'll talk about one small thing you can do that can really work, especially one day at a time. But first, let's start with our Habits into Health practice. This is something we do every episode to just introduce you to a small taste of self-exploration. We learn by what we do, so you get to teach yourself through your own experience in this program. And as I like to say, in Habits into Health, the focus is on letting your body take the lead so that your mind doesn't have to. Your mind can be a partner instead of being the dictator trying to run the show. And this is a practice, because we are socialized in this world to forget that our whole being is a resonating force that creates what we call thinking. And when you become attentive to your body's signals, it turns out that you'll actually listen and learn from your experience more effectively. And that's one of the reasons why we have an experiential practice in every episode of Habits into Health. So I invite you now to join in with today's exercise in a way that works for you, even if you're listening while being involved in another activity. Let's have you put your attention on a habit that causes you some challenge in your life. This is an opportunity to practice a type of self-contact by just naming an issue, without being swallowed by it, but instead being attuned to the physical reality of this habit right in the moment. Perhaps you're in the midst of your problem habit right now, or maybe it's something that you've done in the recent past, today, earlier, yesterday, last week. And unless your habit is immediately endangering to yourself or others, like drinking and driving, try something different for a moment. Rather than stopping what you're doing, be even more attentive to yourself while you're in the behavior. Where do you feel yourself in your body right now? So for instance, if you're caught in that habit of feeling down, being depressed, think about it as a habit. Where do you feel this? Where do you feel tense or tight, alert, engaged, loose, numb, or anything else? Where do you feel this? And you can, you know, take a look at what do you say to yourself about this habit of yours. You might have some thoughts come up, words, pictures, or you might just have a felt sense. Whatever your answer, my guess is that you're not feeling good about the habit, and possibly not about yourself. So this is why we practice. And if you practice this with intention, when it's got you in its grip, you will be more effective in managing it. Find a place in you that you recognize is a part of your not good feelings. Notice what you're doing there. Are you tense, tight, stiffened? Do you feel rigid and braced, or weakened and numb? Shut down. And what happens when you stay with that feeling for just a little bit, just a moment? I'll bet it's not comfortable. But if it's possible, take a hand and rest it, either on or near this place. If it's not physically possible, depending on what else you're doing, then just let one hand rest within the other. You don't have to do anything else but just be with yourself in this. For instance, have you stopped yourself from breathing? Perhaps you can just bring your hands together And if it's possible, rest them on your belly and just breathe. If you wait long enough, you'll notice that your feelings move around and change. So if you notice uncomfortable thoughts coming up, bring your attention back to your physical experience of your hands. That's an option. You can also bring your attention to where you feel those thoughts. What you want to do is draw your brain's attention away from its own interpretations about what's going on, toward attuning to what's really going on. So if you find yourself feeling tight, you can soften. If you find yourself feeling scattered, you can firm up a little bit, become more tight in your legs or wherever you're feeling scattered. Sometimes being tight is not such a good thing, and sometimes it's a very good thing. Over time, with practice, you can become more effective at experiencing self-contact. And rather than pushing away uncomfortable states, you can recognize that they are signals to learn from. And while initially you may feel uncertain, over time you can come to a new level of understanding about your true rhythm. And that's what happens when you develop self-contact. In this way, you're letting your body lead so that your mind doesn't have to stay trapped in its beliefs. So I invite you to continue to be attentive as we make a transition away from the exercise and into our topic. First, a little station ID. You are listening to Habits into Health, and my name is Michael Ann Conley. I'm a holistic therapist, and I host this podcast show. And I invite you to come to habitsintohealth.com and click on the link for a survey that I have there to give me some feedback about what's most important to you, because I am directing this podcast toward those topics that you bring up. And when you visit, you can check out my ebook. It's called Do You Have a Habit or Does Your Habit Have You? If you are feeling dragged down by a habit, or if you know that you're sabotaging yourself in one way and somehow there's this grip that just won't let you go, then I've developed a way that can put you back in charge. And when you give me your name and email address, I'll send you the link for the ebook, and it clarifies 5 top warning signs that may apply to you and some things you can do to get unstuck. And then I'll also keep in touch with other tips and support in my newsletter. By the way, you can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes. Just search for Habits into Health at the iTunes store. And you can follow us on Facebook as well. Look for habits.into.health. Okay, let's discuss our topic for today. Lately, we've been talking about being around someone or being someone who's negative a lot of the time, which actually could be a sign of depression. I'm going to tell you a little bit about some folks who've taken a look at this. A fellow named Martin Seligman, he's a psychologist, and he and his researchers discovered a few years ago an important antidote when you're feeling down in the dumps. He was interested in exploring practical components for relieving depression. And some of what he talks about is really in line with some wisdom from the Dalai Lama. For instance, in a book called The Art of Happiness, the Dalai Lama writes that ultimately the path to happiness is simple. When you do something and it makes you happy, do it more. And then he says, when you do something and it makes you unhappy, do it less. And I know if you're feeling unhappy a lot, this is much easier to say than it is to do. But Seligman's study offered a key to doing something that leads to feeling more content. So when I learned about this, I wondered, why wouldn't everyone do it, whether you're feeling depressed or not? So I experimented myself, and now I recommend it to you. What the researchers did is they created 6 exercises, one that was not linked to measuring happiness and 5 that were. And then study participants were randomly assigned to do one of these exercises for 1 week. The researchers then tracked the symptoms of depression and life satisfaction over a period of 6 months. Well, what was really interesting is that of the 6 exercises, one of them is something you can do with nothing more than paper and pen, or even your mobile device if you like. And the results, as Seligman has reported and I've experienced myself, are very beneficial. It's called the Three Blessings Exercise or the Three Blessings Practice. And here's how it goes. At the end of each day, before going to sleep, write down three things that went well during the day and why. And it could be very small, like, I finished that project today. And why? Because I'd been working on it for so long. Or it could be, my teen smiled instead of frowning when she came in the house after school. What the positive psychologists found is that people in this particular assignment group didn't just reduce their depression. They actually were more likely to experience higher satisfaction in their life as well. And something else interesting happened. Remember, I said in the beginning that the folks who were put in each of these exercises were asked to just do it for a week. But in this particular group, the participants were very likely to continue the exercise on their own beyond the initial week. So what the researchers discovered is that unlike other techniques for reducing depression, this exercise is self-maintaining. You don't actually need anyone else to remind you, because the benefits of doing it are themselves a motivator for doing it again. So, yes, if you do something and it makes you feel unhappy, like the Dalai Lama says, stop doing it, which is easier said than done. But if grumbling about your in-laws leads you to feeling more disgruntled, what would it be like to stop lending your voice to this expression? If you realize that saying yes to every request that comes from the homeowners association, the PTA, or your church community, and it leaves you feeling resentful, well, why not find out the results of saying no the next time around? So I hope that you consider celebrating the good in this very small way. Join with me in writing down those three good things each night this week before you put your head on the pillow, and discover what emerges from doing that. So I'd love to hear your feedback about what I've been saying and about what most keeps you stuck in old patterns, or what helps to free you for your next steps. Come on over to habitsintohealth.com and let me know by clicking on the survey link. And if you have a habit that's creating problems for you, or if someone you know has a problem habit, then come to habitsintohealth.com to request my free ebook. It can really help you clarify the issues that you're dealing with. I always like to say, remember to start small and be kind to yourself along the way. You have been listening to Habits into Health, and this is Michael Ann Conley. I am here to help you stop feeling out of control over unhealthy habits, wondering what you're doing wrong or what's wrong with you, and to start creating a life where you're in charge of them instead of the other way around. Thanks so much for joining me.